الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله يوم القيامة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. The believers, the mu'mineen, the Muslims are brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The believers are brothers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. One Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. If one Muslim is the brother of another Muslim, then the Muslims amongst themselves, between themselves, should behave like brothers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in another hadith, "La tahasadu." Do not be jealous of each other, because you are brothers. Behave like brothers. If you become jealous of each other, you will not be behaving like brothers, because a brother feels happy when he sees his brother in ni'mah, when he sees his brother with a bounty, when he sees his brother with a blessing, worldly blessing, religious blessing, material blessing, spiritual blessing. لا تحسدوا. Do not be jealous of each other. ولا تدابروا. Do not turn your faces away from each other. Because if you turn your faces away from each other, you will not be behaving like brothers. One brother does not turn his face away from the other brother. When they meet with a lot of happiness. They meet with a happy countenance. They smile with each other. They rush towards each other. They hug each other. They shake each other's hands. So if you turn your faces away from each other, you are not behaving like brothers. And you are brothers, so you should behave like brothers. لا تدابروا. Do not turn your faces away from each other. ولا تباغضوا. Do not entertain hatred for each other. Do not hate each other. Because a brother does not hate his brother. And if you experience hatred in your heart for your Muslim brother, that means you are not behaving like brothers. لا تباغزوا. Do not hate each other. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Oh, the servants of Allah, behave like brothers. Because you are brothers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Behave like brothers. Treat each other as a brother would treat his brother. Al-Muslim wa akhul Muslim. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. And brothers do not betray each other. Brothers are not unfaithful to each other. La yakhunuhu. One Muslim should not betray the other. One Muslim should not be unfaithful to the other. La yakhunuhu. La yazlimuhu. One Muslim should not oppress the other. Because you are brothers. La yuslimuhu. One Muslim should not hand the other over to the enemy. Because you are brothers. You should protect each other. La yakhzuluhu. One Muslim should not leave his other Muslim brother on his own. He should support him. He should support him physically. He should support him financially. He should support him morally. He should support him spiritually. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, through the barakah and the blessing of this beautiful deen, Islam, of this great bounty, Iman, has made all of us brothers. A stranger, a person unknown to us, his creed, his nationality, his background, unknown to us, a complete stranger, he comes into our gathering and he recites the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. And by reciting this kalima, by accepting this greatest bounty, Iman, by entering into the fold of Islam, within seconds becomes a member of this large family. He becomes a member of this universal family, of this international family. And he is met by everybody with affection, with love, with happiness, with warmth. This bounty of Iman, this bounty of Islam, has granted all of us this great ni'mat of Islamic brotherhood. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has encouraged all of us to hold fast to this Islamic brotherhood. Anything and everything that was detrimental for this Islamic brotherhood has been prohibited by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, ghiba, backbiting, it is detrimental for the Islamic brotherhood. Slander, it is detrimental for the Islamic brotherhood. Both major sins, haram, prohibited. And anything that was to strengthen this Islamic brotherhood has been either made compulsory or desirable. Any anything that was to encourage this Islamic brotherhood was encouraged by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we find scores of ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam encourages his followers, encourages the Muslims, encourages the believers to carry out certain actions, certain practices which will strengthen this Islamic brotherhood. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man satara musliman," one who conceals another Muslim, one who covers another Muslim, one who conceals another Muslim, satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal him on the day of qiyamah. Such a great virtue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal him. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults on the day of qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults, his shortcomings, his sins. Allah will conceal his mistakes. Allah will conceal his minor sins and major sins on the day of qiyamah. What does that mean? That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not throw him in the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him entry into Jannah without him having to go in the fire of Jahannam. Because if a person is thrown in the fire of Jahannam, that means his shortcoming has not been concealed. Everybody will come to know that this person is guilty. He has committed mistakes. And he has committed many major mistakes. That is why he is burning in the fire of hell. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal him on the day of Qiyamah. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal him. It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enumerate his sins, his shortcomings, but secretly, only between him and his servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "You committed this sin, you also committed this sin, you also made this mistake. You made this mistake 1,000 times, you made this mistake 50 times. You committed this sin when you were 50 years old, when you were 20 years old. You committed this sin when you were in Leicester, when you were in Africa, when you were in America." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enumerate all his mistakes. But without anybody else listening and without anybody else coming to know of those mistakes. So the concealment is there. Nobody will be able to hear these mistakes, these shortcomings. Nobody will have the knowledge of what this person has done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal him after enumerating each and every sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "This is between you and me. It will remain between you and me. I have forgiven you. Go in Jannah." This is one way of concealment on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us from amongst this group. First dua should be, and first effort should be, that we leave this world without any mistake. We should try our utmost to stay away from sins, from making mistakes. We should try our utmost to refrain from any type of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should strive towards soul purification, self-rectification, so that it becomes easy for us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we strive. If we fail at any point, we immediately repent and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and we purify ourselves. If this cycle remains, that we try our utmost to abstain from sins, and in order to abstain from sins, we continue to strive towards our soul purification. And if during the process we make a mistake, we repent immediately. Inshallah, it is hoped that when we depart from this world, we will depart without any sins on our heads. This should be our first effort. We should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we should exert effort. But at the same time we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, if I do leave this world with sins in my account, then include me from amongst this group that you will conceal on the day of Qiyamah. Concealment will be of two types. This will be the first type of concealment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enumerate all the sins. You did this, you did this, you did this. Look at your account. Iqra kitabat. But it was between you and me. Nobody knew. Nobody will know. Go into Jannah. Go into Jannah. I am saving you from the fire of Jahannam. Because if I throw you in the fire of Jahannam, everybody will come to know. And in some cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enumerate all the sins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that I am granting you one reward on the place of every sin that you have committed. I am substituting every sin, every mistake with a reward. He is Ahkamul Hakimin. He is the sovereign, he is the supreme being. He does what he desires. No, nobody can question him. It is up to him. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may enshroud in his fadl whomsoever he wishes. So this is one method of concealment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enumerate the sins and he will say, go in Jannah. Allah will enumerate the sins and he will say that I will substitute every sin with a good deed, go in Jannah. This is one way. The other way of concealment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not mention the sins at all. Allah will not mention the sins at all. And Allah will simply say, go in Jannah. These are not those people regarding whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said there will be so many thousands of people, 70,000 people who will enter Jannah without any hisab. Those are the pious people. This treatment of concealment will be with those people who are sinners, sinful people. So there will be many sinful people also who will be granted entry into Jannah without any reckoning. May Allah include us amongst those people who will be granted entry into Jannah without any reckoning. With Hisab-e-Yaseer. Hisab-e-Yaseer. A light reckoning. So such great virtue. Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. One who conceals a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal him on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will conceal his shortcomings on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will conceal his mistakes on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will enumerate his mistakes, but Allah will not let anybody else know. Allah will not even mention his mistakes. And Allah will grant both categories entry into Jannah without ordering them to go in the fire of Jahannam. Allah will conceal them. Nobody will know they were guilty people. Who is this virtue for? This virtue is for those people who conceal others, who conceal others, who cover others. What is the meaning of concealing others? This virtue is for those people who conceal others. What is the meaning of concealing others? You have someone who is naked, who does not have the means to cover his body. You support him, you assist him, and you conceal his body. This is also concealing. Man satara musliman, one who conceals another Muslim, Allah will conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. A person is in need. He is sick. He does not have enough money for treatment. Now he will resort to begging. Either begging openly, publicly, or begging on a one-to-one basis. He will go to this person. If he fails, he will go to the second person. If he is unsuccessful, he will go to the third person. If he is unsuccessful, he will go to the fourth person. He will disclose his poverty in front of the first person, second person, third person, fourth person, fifth person. He will disclose his poverty because he is in need. He is hungry. He has no means to support himself, so he will go to the first person, he will disclose his poverty. If he is unsuccessful, he will go to the second person, he will disclose his poverty. If he is unsuccessful, he will go to the third person, he will disclose his poverty. If the first person assists him, he has concealed him. He has concealed him because he has prevented him from disclosing his poverty in front of others. This is also concealment, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant this reward. Man satara musliman, one who conceals his Muslim brother, his Muslim sister, conceals the body of the Muslim, or conceals the Muslim from disgrace. He does not let that person become disgraceful in the eyes of others. Why should I not help him? Why should I let him disgrace himself in front of others? No. I have the means to support him. He is in need. He has a family to support. I have a factory. Or I have connection with somebody who has a factory. And I can create a job for him. Why should I disgrace him? Okay, you come on Monday morning and you start working from 8 till 4. Concealing his disgrace. This person does not let him become disgraceful in the eyes of other people. This is also concealing. Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. One who conceals another Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. Third concealment, one who conceals the faults of another Muslim. One who conceals the faults of another Muslim. Faults are of two types. Shortcoming is of two types. Mistakes are of two types. One mistake is detrimental only to that person. A person is consuming alcohol, it is not dangerous to anybody else. A person is committing adultery, fornication, it is not detrimental to anybody else. It is harming himself, it is harming his akhirah. It could harm his honor. And you have another person who has the habit of stealing, breaking into homes, murdering people, killing people. This is a fault, this is a shortcoming which is detrimental to other people. As far as the the first type of mistakes are concerned, each Muslim should conceal the fault of another Muslim. I know a person who consumes alcohol. I know a person who is involved in adultery, fornication. I know a person who does not perform salat. I know a person who does not give zakat. He is not dangerous to anybody else. So we have to conceal his faults. Then you have those people who are dangerous to other people, who are dangerous to the property of other people, who are dangerous to the lives of other people. They are also divided into two categories. Category number one, those who were at one time stealing, who were at one time murdering and killing people, who were at one time breaking into the homes of other people, but they have repented sincerely. They are no more dangerous to anybody. And the other category, they are still dangerous. As far as the first category is concerned, we need to conceal their faults. Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. And as far as the second category is concerned, second category where the person is dangerous to somebody's wealth or somebody's honor or somebody's life, he is still involved in that crime and you are aware, then you need to let those people know who have the authority to control him. You need to let those people know who have the authority to control him, who have the authority to arrest him, who have the authority to bring him in the court, who have the authority to put him behind bars. But if you know somebody who is of this dangerous nature, then not to talk to those people who do not have the authority is also concealment. And a person will be rewarded. So you have a person who is a thief, who is dangerous to the property of many people, others, and you know him, but you conceal this shortcoming of his from this brother, this brother, this brother, this brother. You go to the police station and you inform the police. You will be rewarded for this concealment. Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. You will also be deserving of this virtue. Because you did not disgrace this brother of yours. You concealed his fault. You concealed his fault. The only place you exposed him, or the only reason why you exposed him, was because you had the same feeling for your other Muslim brothers. So by putting one person at risk, you saved dozens of other people from misery, from destruction, from loss, from harm. Nowadays, my friends, what we tend to do is we tend to disclose the shortcomings of anybody and everybody. Not conceal, we disclose. And not only do we disclose their shortcomings or their faults, we create many more faults in our minds regarding that person. So if he has one shortcoming, whilst mentioning that one shortcoming to other people, we add another four faults which he does not have. So when we are mentioning this shortcoming to other people, this particular shortcoming that he has, this deficiency that he has, we are backbiting. And when we are adding another four, we are slandering. We are committing two major sins. And we find so much enjoyment in this evil that we have become habituated to looking at the faults of people, searching for the faults of people. In fact, we have progressed so much that we don't even have to search for faults. When we see people around us, we become blind when we see their qualities. We can only see their faults. We have progressed in this evil, in this sickness, in this spiritual illness. When we look at people around us, we can only see faults. We become the victims of suspicious thoughts only. We have no proof that this person is involved in this particular sin, or in this, he has this particular shortcoming, only on the basis of assumptions, only on the basis of suspicious thoughts. He may be like this, he may be like this, he may be like this, he could be like this, he is like this, he is like this. No, I'm sure he is like this. And now it's in the system. And whenever we talk with people, we say, Muhammad is like this, and Ahmad is like this, and Ibrahim is like this, and Ismail is like this. Whereas in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is not guilty. He is only guilty in our minds. What we need to do, my friends, is to learn to look at the qualities of other people. Good qualities of other people. Good habits of other people. Good practices of other people. And we need to turn a blind eye to the faults of others. Yes, when we see a fault of our Muslim brother, if we have the means, if we have the ability, if we have the expertise, if we have the capability, we should try to rectify that shortcoming. If we do not have the expertise, then we should feel sorry for him. And there and then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Oh Allah, help my Muslim brother. Oh Allah, rid him of this problem. Otherwise, life will become very difficult for him in the qabr and on the day of qiyam. And whenever you remember that particular brother with that particular fault, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will reward you greatly. And for having this concern of rectification of your Muslim brother, Allah Himself will rectify all your faults and all your shortcomings. Sometimes, my brothers, we stoop so low that we disclose our own shortcomings. Man satara musliman satarahu Allah yawm al-qiyamah. One who conceals the faults of another Muslim, Allah will conceal him on the day of qiyamah. So each and every one of us is a Muslim. So man satara musliman, one who conceals the fault of a Muslim. If we conceal our own faults, then there is a possibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal our faults on the day of qiyamah. There is a possibility. But if we do not conceal our own faults, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive us on the day of qiyamah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahireen. Each and every individual of my ummah has a chance of being forgiven and being granted afiyah and safety on the day of qiyamah. Illa al-mujahireen, except for those people who expose their own shortcomings, their own faults, their own sins, be it minor or major. And thereafter the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained how a person exposes his own faults. One way of exposing a fault is to commit a sin openly, that is exposing. Another way is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person commits a mistake, a person commits a sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals him when he is committing that sin. It so happens that he commits that sin when none of his friends are around. It just happens. He has four friends who also consume alcohol. But he is consuming alcohol when his four friends are not around with him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished, he would have committed that sin in front of his four friends. But no, Allah conceals him. And he consumes alcohol when he is on his own. During the night, in the darkness of the night, he commits a sin without anybody knowing. Allah conceals him. And thereafter, when he wakes up in the morning, he begins to reveal his mistake to his friends. Last night I did this. Last night I enjoyed alcohol. I enjoyed that film last night. I enjoyed this last night. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who is unable to conceal himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. He will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. He will be held to account. So we learn from today's dars that we need to behave with each other as brothers. Because we are all brothers. We are all brothers. In reality, we are brothers. So let us treat each other with respect. Let us treat each other with love. Let us feel for each other. Let us try to assist each other. Let us try to help each other. And let us learn to look at the good habits, good practices, good qualities of others. And let us learn to turn a blind eye to the bad habits, bad practices, and bad qualities of others. Let us, instead of mentioning bad qualities and bad habits of our Muslim brothers, Muslim sisters to other people, turn to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a complaint to Allah. Oh Allah, my Muslim brother, and he is behaving like this. Oh Allah, grant him the tawfiq. Oh Allah, grant him success by granting him the tawfiq to repent. We need to learn this. We need to practice this. And let us learn to look at our faults. If we learn to assess our lives and look at our faults, we will find that there is no one with more faults than me. Because we will see each other for how long in 24 hours? For 1 hour? For 2 hours? For 6 hours? But we observe ourselves 24 hours of our lives. If we are able to see 5 faults in somebody within 1 hour, we will be able to see 10 faults in our lives within 24 hours. That person is very, very clever who turns a blind eye to the faults of other people and he searches for his own faults. Nathi hal ki jab hame apni khabar rahe dekhte logon ke aib o hunar. For as long as I was unaware of my own self, I continued to look at the good side and bad side of other people. Good practices, bad practices of other people. Good habits, bad habits of other people. Good qualities, bad qualities of other people. This person has 5 good qualities, but 10 bad qualities. This person has 10 good qualities, but 2 very bad qualities, which makes him very, very unworthy. For as long as I was unaware of myself, and why was I unaware of myself? Because I never paid attention to my life. I never paid attention to my life. It was not important for me to assess my life, so I was assessing everybody else. Nathi hal ki jab hame apni khabar rahe dekhte logon ke aib o hunar, padi apni buraiyon par jo nazar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted one day the tawfiq to assess my own self. Let me look at myself. To jahan mein koi bura na raha. When I assessed my life, I came to the conclusion that everybody else is very good and there is no one worse than me. There is no one worse than me. And everybody that I thought were very bad and very evil looked angels to me compared to my life. So we need to learn to assess ourselves, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the grave and on the day of Qiyamah will not question us about the good habits and the evil habits of others. Allah will question us regarding our good habits and our evil habits. We need to conceal our Muslim brothers, conceal their faults, conceal them from falling in disgrace by supporting them as much as we can, morally, financially, in whatever way. And we also need to conceal our own faults. we need to conceal our own faults. Yes, if the need arises to refer to some expert, to refer to one's sheikh, to refer to a scholar, to refer to an alim for guidance regarding a particular spiritual illness that we are suffering from and which we are unable to bring it under control, then that is a different matter. That is a different matter, because he is mentioning this evil to somebody else with the intention of rectifying his life so that he can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But without the need, one should not mention his own shortcomings or faults or his sinful past or sinful life to anybody. And once we have repented, my brothers, when a person repents from a particular sin, then don't worry too much about the flashbacks. And don't pay too much attention to flashbacks. And don't bring this thought over and over again, because this is from shaitan, that you are doomed. You are a thief at one time. You are a murderer at one time. You are this at one time. You are this at one time. No. This is a trick of shaitan. He makes you despondent so that you do not progress in deen. If you have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have repented, after repentance, if your heart is convinced that yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me, then you will strive, because you know that you have a chance to become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one trick of shaitan is to make people despondent. No, it's impossible for me. I've committed so many evils, it's impossible for me. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that attaibu min adhambi kamalla dhamba lahu, when a person sincerely repents and he forgets his past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins and accepts his repentance. So why do you not have faith in what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who repent sincerely. You have become the mahbub of Allah, the beloved of Allah. Why do you not have yaqeen and belief in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying? This is from shaitan. Don't pay attention. Once you have repented, move forward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأهلينا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله ونعوذ بك من الشر كله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون
وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا